long before you this morning. I'm going to need some more participation in a minute. I'm going to need three brothers. I'm going to call you the ones that I need. Our scripture reading today is going to come out of Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. I'm reading out of the NIV, so my translation might be a little different from some of you brothers and sisters, but it's all the infallible word of God. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 through 26. Starting at verse 16, it reads, "As, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you would not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of a sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, friction, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envious of each other." Father God, I bless you, I magnify you, and I exalt you. Thank you for your word that's coming forth today. I decrease while you increase. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Lord, we're looking for some deliverance. We're looking for some breakthrough, and only you can do it. You know what every man and woman under the sound of my voice need this morning. Use me as your vessel. I humble myself and remove self out the way and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. We pray that no weapon formed against this service shall prosper, that every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. We bind all the backlash and retaliation from the north, south, east, and west. We override and we overrule all the plans, plots, schemes, and devices of the evil one this day in Jesus' mighty name. Have your way, Lord. Lord, we come with an expectation to hear what thus says the Lord this day in Jesus' name. This is the day that the body of Christ has set aside for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What he done over 2,000 years ago. We didn't earn it and we didn't even deserve it. But because of your mercy and your amazing grace, you sent your son Jesus to die for a wretch like us. And on the third day, he raised up with all power in his hand. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this day that we can celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give you all the honor, glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Brother Marcus, can I have you up here for me? Brother DJ. Come on, Brother T. Come on. Let's go. DJ, I need you on this side. T, I need you in the middle. Brother Marcus, I need you on that end there. Can I slide this over just a little bit? put it back. Yeah, that's good. The title of the message, there's a battle. We're fighting a battle. There's a war going on in the inner man. And some of you all might not know why you do the things that you do. Some of you might not recognize when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. Now, if you're not saved, you ain't gonna know what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Amen. Man is made of three types. Man is a spirit who has a soul who lives in a body. Man is a spirit who has a soul who lives in the body. Now, if you're not saved, your spirit man is dormant. Only two things in operation is the soul and the body. The soul and the body was in operation. Your soul houses your five senses. That's what your body houses is your five senses. Your taste, your smell, your touch, your hear. And your smell. That's what houses in the body. In the soul is your will, your mind, and your emotions. So when you get angry, when somebody offends you and you get angry, that's your emotions that's lashing out. That's in your soulish realm. When you die, the body is buried and gone away. It's your soul that has a choice to go to hell or to heaven. The body is gone. When we bury our loved ones and put them in the grave or cremate, that's the body. It's your soul, man, that's at stake. When you become saved and you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit quickens your spirit and your spirit come to life. But as a new believer, you still struggle. You wonder, I'm saved, I'm going to church, but why am I still struggling? Because this soul right here is not saved. This soul still want to do what it did before you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It still want to club. It still want to be a heartmonger, sleep around, cuss, fight, drink, get high. It want to do all the things that you was doing prior to you getting saved. Y'all with me? So there's a battle going on. Hold his arm. Stick your arms out. Grab his arm. There's a battle going on. You go that way and you go that way. There's a battle going on between in the inner man. The spirit want him over here. The body want him over there. There's a fight going on. Amen. In the inner man. Now you wonder, who wins? We're going to get there. So right now, as a new believer, turn this way. Turn this way. Turn. Follow him. Before you get the word in God in you, you following whatever the body tells you to do. That's going to walk around. That's what you're doing. Led by your flesh, what you see, what you taste. Ooh, she smelled good. She looked good. Ooh, he's a handsome brother. He got a nice car, good job. That's coming from him. I need y'all back in the same order.
Yeah, right.
Also, in the body houses your brain. Your brain and your mind is two different things. Your mind is your seat of your emotions. Your brain relates it to the soul. It tells the soul what it wanted to do. I ain't going to church today. That ain't the spirit telling you that. That ain't the spirit of God telling you that. I ain't reading my Bible today. That ain't the spirit of God that's telling you that. I'm going to cheat on my spouse. That ain't the spirit of God that's telling you that. I'm going to cuss that brother or sister out on my job. That ain't the Spirit of God that's telling you that. We have three voices that talk to us. But as a believer, you must recognize what voice is what. You got the Spirit of God. You got your flesh. And you got the devil. And a lot of times we blame everything on the devil. And the devil ain't got nothing to do with it. You're doing a good job by yourself. The devil don't, you don't need no help from him. He like, why they keep blaming me? Why do they keep blaming me? A lot of times it ain't nothing but your flesh. It's nothing but your flesh. We're going to continue this at the end of my message. Thank you, brothers. There's a war going on in the inner man. Man is a spirit who has a soul that lives in the body. The spirit houses our intuition, our communion, and our conscious, our God conscious. The soul houses our emotion, which is our psychic, our mind, our will, and our conscious, which is our self-conscious. The body houses our five senses, taste, smell, see, hear, touch. And also, this is where our brain also lies. As a believer, you must know this. And a lot of times we don't. And we wonder why we struggle with our walk with Christ. And after the day, I pray that when you're going through something, you know who's in operation and who's doing what. You would know that, hey, that ain't my spirit, man, that's doing that. But as you continue to renew the mind, because whoever controls the mind controls the body. Amen. And we're going to be led by the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Go to that real quick. I got a few scriptures. I'm not going to be long before you, saints. Romans chapter 8, verse 12. When you get there, say amen. I still hear some pages. Romans chapter 8, starting at verse 12. At verse 12, in Romans chapter 8 says, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you would live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but to receive the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. The scriptures testify with our spirit that we are God's children. Now we are children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in the suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. You can write the scriptures down and you can go back in your own study time and read the scriptures and meditate on them. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, it says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is adultery. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge and in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcision or uncircumcised, barbarian or Scythian. Slaves are free, but Christ is all and in all. When you get saved, your soul do not get saved. Your soul still wants to do what it wants to do when it wants to do it. And there's a battle. And people tell me, oh, he not saved, she not saved. How you know if she's saved or he's saved? Because they falling short, they missed the mark, they not doing what you think they should do. It's a battle going on. It's a war going on within man. You've been a certain way for 30, 20, 30, 40 years. Now you give your life to Christ. That stuff just don't go away. You don't get it right soon you accept Jesus Christ. You don't get it together when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's a battle. There's a process. But we got to be able to humble ourselves and allow God to transform us by the renewing of our mind. You can't do this by yourself. I hear so many brothers and sisters. I say, you want to give your life to the Lord? Brother, I ain't ready yet. I got some things I need to do. You ain't going to never get it together. You can't never clean yourself up enough to get right with God. Because even after you get right with God, you still a mess. You still going to be struggling with some stuff. You still going to be dealing with some stuff. You still going to say some things that you know you shouldn't be saying. It's still a struggle, saints. It's still a battle. Each and every day, trying to stay safe, trying to live holy, trying to be led by the Spirit of God and not by our flesh. That's not an easy task. I'll be sitting up here lying to you if I told you it was easy, and it's not. I didn't come to sugarcoat it this morning. I'm trying to keep it real as I can get. And we wonder why young folks are doing the things that they're doing. You can bring them to church all day and every day until they get their mind renewed. They're going to continue to think like a young folks, keep doing like the young folks, participating what the young folks do. They're going to keep doing it and keep doing it until they start getting the Word of God in their mind to transform their way of thinking. And you can pray until Jesus come back home. If they don't submit themselves under to the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're going to continue to do what they do. Amen. Not saying that prayer don't works. And we know prayer do works. But we also need to encourage them to start reading the Word of God. Yes. That's where it starts, said my brother. Amen. The Word of God will transform you. When I was incarcerated, I got put in the hole for 6 months, separated from the regular population. Wasn't saved, didn't have no relationship with Christ. I started going to the Bible study that we had on one day of the week prior to going into solitary. And my sister sent me a Bible into the institution, and I was reading the Bible and didn't understand nothing. Everything seemed foreign. Didn't understand nothing, but I just kept reading and kept reading and kept reading. One day my sister came to visit me, and she said, we sitting there talking, holding, having a conversation. And she said, bro, have you noticed something? I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, you don't even cuss no more. Amen. I didn't even realize that. I said, huh? She said, yeah. She said, the last two or three visits I came, you ain't cuss not one time. Amen. Even when you got upset about your situation, you didn't cuss not one time. I was like, wow. At the time, I didn't understand what she was saying. Mm. I didn't get the revelation to after the fact that it was the word of God that I was reading that took cussing instantaneously from my mouth. Because every word was a cuss word. Every word was a cuss word. I don't care who I'm talking to, who I'm talking about. Every word was a cuss word. That's how I got down.
Amen.
Didn't know no better. Didn't mean nobody no harm. But that's the way I talk. You can relate to that. You understand that, right? Okay, I understand. Okay, all right. I know you ain't been saved all your life. Amen. Amen, lights. Amen, lights. Amen, lights. I got a testimony about Pastor Vic. He was in Miley at the Bible study one time. He said, "I thought I had it together. I'm a pastor. I don't cuss. I don't do none of that no more." He said he was putting on some shingles or something, hammering a nail, and missed the nail and hit his thumb or his finger, and all kind of words came out of his mouth. Because you get saved, that stuff don't go away. The word of God just pushes it down and pushes it down. But there's some situations that will bring some stuff up out of you. Amen, sister. Bridget, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hey, boy, I only got a few witnesses up in here. Everybody acting like they holy. They got it all together. You know what I'm saying? We all struggling up in here. Stop faking. I told you to pull the mask off. I know it's Resurrection Sunday. I know we're trying to put on the front. But can we keep it real? Can we keep it real? Amen, amen. God knows. You can fool me, pastor, your sister, whoever you sit next to, your wife, your husband, your kids. But God knows the real and knows the truth. And that's all I'm saying. Let's keep it real. And you got to keep it real with yourself. Stop lying to yourself like you got it together. And you know you ain't got it together. There was only one perfect being that walked this earth, and his name was Jesus. That was it. Even the disciples didn't have it together. And they walked with the Messiah, cutting folks, stabbing folks, fighting folks, cussing folks out. Them was the disciples of Jesus Christ. Who do you think you are? Huh? Who do they think they are, sister? Huh? I know y'all saying this guy here is something else. I know it. I know it. Just keep living.
Amen.
Just keep living. Just keep living. I just come to bless you all this morning. That's all I come to do. Just come to bless you and to encourage you. That's it. That's all. Please don't take this personal. Please don't take this personal. Hey, blame God. Take it up with him. You know what I'm saying? It's his fault. It ain't my fault. Being led by the Holy Spirit involves the desires to hear, the readiness to obey God's word, and the sensitivity to discern between your feelings and the leading of God. We as believers must live each day controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. This is why we need the word of God. Romans 12 and verse 2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That we want desires the flesh to renew our mind and to then to love Christ will be behind our actions. And the power of Christ will help us control our selfish and old sinful desires. Romans 8:5. You don't have to go there. I'm going to Romans 8:5. You can write that scripture down and go to it later. Romans 8:5 tells us. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. You cannot please God in your sinful nature. The old man can never please God because the old man wants to do what the old man used to doing his own thing. Write this down. I want y'all, this is free right here, what I'm finna give you. I ain't gonna even charge you for it. Sin will take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. Sin will take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay and cost you more than you want to pay. That was for free. I ain't going to charge you for that, DJ. That's on the house. Sin will take you farther than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. It took me to prison and kept me there for 8 years and 6 months. That was more than I want to stay. And it cost me. I didn't want to pay a price either. It cost me more than I want to pay. I didn't want to pay that price. I'm like, woo-wee, this kind of costly here. My freedom, separated from society, family, for 8 years. Just imagine that, 8 years. You separated from your spouse, your kids, your mom, your dad, your siblings for 8 years. So next time, the enemy wants you to indulge in anything. Ask yourself a question. I am willing to pay the price because it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. And a lot of times we don't add up the cost. We just do what we want to do and say, I'll suffer the consequences later. But sometimes the consequences can be death. Ain't no coming back from that. Sometime when you do the things that you shouldn't be doing will cost you your life. Your life. You young folks. I wouldn't want to grow up in this day and age with what y'all got going on. Y'all got a lot going on, young folks. And I admire you, the ones that's here in church on this day, I admire you. And I want to encourage you all. Don't let society suck you up. Don't let your peers encourage you and root you to do something that you know you shouldn't be doing. No, I don't want to smoke that. I don't want to snort that. I don't want to do that. Because one time you might smoke a joint somebody give you, it might be laced with something that would take your mind. It was a boy in Rockford, Illinois, the other day, his buddy gave him a joint that was laced with something, and he killed like 4 or 5 people, stabbed like 6 other people. And when he came down off his high, he didn't even realize what he had did. Young man that I work with, 24 years old, been all on the news, world news. Work with this young man, 24 years old. I don't know what he had going on. But Saturday morning when we got off work, he went on a killing spree. Killed his mama, his uncle. Went across the street, killed his 3 sisters, 14, 16, and 17. Killed his brother and another auntie. 24 years old, worked with him for 6 months. He was there for 6 months. Seemed like the nicest kid you want to meet. Stayed to himself, didn't speak too much. But I knew in my spirit that something was going on with the young man. I didn't say too much to him. He always, what's up, old school? How you doing, young man? Even when he wasn't doing his job, I wouldn't say nothing to him. I go tell the supervisor, hey, the guy not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Y'all go talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. Killed his whole family. Murdered his mama. The lady that birthed him. Killed his baby sisters. His paralyzed brother who was bedridden. His uncle and his auntie, which was his mother's brother and sister. You think the devil out here playing? He ain't playing. You young folks, don't mess with them drugs. Don't let nobody give you. You go to a party, whatever. Don't drink nothing. Don't eat nothing. Eat before you leave home. No, I don't want none. I want no cake. I don't want no champagne, no punch, no pop, no Kool-Aid, no orange juice, no cookies, no potato chips, no popcorn. I don't want nothing. Don't eat no chewing gum, no Skittles, no Starbucks, no sneakers. There you go. That's that right. Stay home. I try to tell this little thing right here all the time. She want to go. Where you going? I want to talk to their mama. We want to meet their mama. We want to meet their daddy. You know what I'm saying? I got to lay eyes on these people. My baby's going to be over their house. You don't let your kid just go anywhere. That's my friend. They not your friends. They are acquaintance, associates. These young folks use that word friend too loosely. They ain't your friends. You don't even know them people. Mom and daddy been getting high, shooting dope all night long. Kids done got into their stash, despite the Kool-Aid, the gummies, the brownies. And you over there eat like you starving. Stop it. Sit yourself down somewhere. Act like you hungry. You ain't starving because I can't even see your ribs. I'm hungry. You should have ate before you left home. I'm telling you, we gotta get it together, saints. We gotta get it together, boy. Our young people, boy, they got some stuff on their hands. With this social media and all this stuff going on, they got some stuff going on their hands. And they think they slick. They sneaky. They think they know it all. You can't tell them nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all, we live y'all age. Y'all ain't lived our age. We live you all's age. Y'all ain't lived our age. Mama rough. Daddy rough. Mama mean. Daddy mean. My daughter told my wife she like a drill sergeant. It offended my wife. You like a drill. I told my friend you like a drill sergeant. Thank God for the drill sergeant. You kids got it so great and don't even realize it. All you got to do is go to school and get an education and just listen to what your parents tell you to do and just do it. Stop talking back. When they tell you to do something, just do it. Stop talking about why I gotta do that, why I need to do this. Stop it. See, when I grew up, they tell you one time. You say something, you pop, shut up. Now we do that, we go to jail. Yeah, that's how we used to do it back in the day. Tell you one time, just do it. Don't, mama, pop, shut up. When we get in this store, you better not ask for nothing. Do you understand me? Yeah, mama. Yeah, daddy. Don't ask for nothing. And keep your hands to yourself. Boy, y'all got it good. Y'all really don't know how great y'all got it. Phones, TV, gang, got it all. $200-$300 gym shoes, got it all. I had to beg my mama for a $25 pair of Chuck Taylors. And she had to do some overtime, and my dad got mad because she bought them. We could have went and got that boy some shoes for them $9 gym shoes down there at the, what they call them, store. Y'all are blessed, young people. Y'all are blessed. This ain't even my sermon. This ain't even my sermon, but I'm being led by the Holy Ghost, and we go on with it. This is not even my sermon. So evidently the Lord knows what's needed in the house this morning. Stop taking your parents for granted. They don't owe you nothing. Keep a roof over your head and food in your stomach. They don't owe you no new phone, no new shoes and all. They don't need, long as you got clothes on your back and shoes on your feet, that's decent. Your toes ain't hanging out. My kids don't know what a $200 pair of gym shoes look like. They know, well, she know what they look like. Look like. She don't know what it feel like. There we go, mama. Your parents don't owe you nothing. You don't know what we go through on a daily basis to make ends meet, to make sure you have what you have, the sacrifices that we do on a daily basis, how hard that we work, the stuff we got to put up with to make sure you guys are okay. Y'all don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Y'all don't see that. You don't understand what your parents are going through on a daily basis. Really don't want to be at that job, but they know he can't quit because he got to take care of you. Don't be in a rush to be a parent. I'm telling you, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. I'm telling you, don't be in a rush to be a parent. You young girls, keep them legs closed. Tight. Be hard to pee. Tight. No, I love you too. I love you too, baby, but you can't get none of this. Keep it tight. So tight, you squeak when you walk. You young boy, stop trying to pressure these young girls to lay down with you. Stop it. Save yourself for marriage. Y'all know what these young boys up to. I know y'all gonna get mad at me, but get mad, I don't care. Don't let them young boys trick y'all. We can be friends, and that's all we're going to be is friends. That's it. I know I'm preaching to my daughter. They think we mean, but we not mean. We see way down the street, around the corner, over the hill, in the valley, up the mountain. All y'all doing is looking what's in front of y'all. And then when we tell you all, I told you so. I told you so. I told you that's what happened, didn't I? So young folks, just be encouraged. You all are blessed. You all got so much going for you guys. Your parents are doing all they can do. So embrace that. And don't give them a hard time. And I know sometimes they miss the mark. We miss the mark. Sometimes we don't get it right as parents. And sometimes we may seem like we know it all, but we really don't know it all. Parenthood is not easy. It's not. Parenthood is not easy. That's why a lot of parents then shift their kids onto the grandparents, because they can't deal with it. Amen. Amen. In my closing, there are two categories of believers. Those who let themselves to be controlled by their old sinful nature, and those who follow and are led by the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are gone. Behold, all things become new. I need my three gentlemen back up here before I close. The soul did what he wanted to do. He gone, ain't he? I told you, that soul something. That soul something now. Trey gonna take his place.
The soul has changed.
We got a new soul. Got a new soul on the scene.
Amen. A younger soul. A
younger soul. Amen. In the middle, young soul. We got a young soul. When you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in and quicken the spirit man, because prior to salvation, the spirit man is dormant. It's just there. But when the Holy Spirit comes in to your spirit, it quickens the spirit and brings it to life. But there's still a battle going on here. The spirit and the body is fighting over the soul. Because the soul is so important to the spirit man and to the body. Amen. So to get the soul to follow after the spirit, prior to you getting saved, the soul is following the body. Whatever the body tells you to do, that's what it's going to do. Once you get saved, the spirit man is awakened or quickened by the Holy Spirit. And there's a struggle going on. As you continue to renew the mind, because remember, the mind is housed in your soul. Your mind, your will, and your emotions. As you continue to renew your mind, you're training the thought pattern of your mind. Now you're putting on the mind of Christ. So as you continue to renew the mind of your soul, now the soul is going to start following the spirit. Turn this way, my brother. Now, you're going to be led by the spirit and not by your flesh. The more you keep reading, the more you're going to be led by the spirit. When you stop reading the word of God and you fall back into what the body or what the world is doing, then you're going to be led by the body again. When you're struggling with something, going to church, fellowshipping, being nice, being kind, that's all coming from the spiritual realm. Amen. The spirit man. When you're angry and you're fighting, you're lashing out, that's coming from this side of the total man. There's always going to be a struggle. And whoever feeds this more, that's the one that's going to lead. That's who's going to lead it. Amen. It's going to follow the one that feeds it more. You got to continue to feed your mind with the word of God. There's power in the word of God. The word of God will transform you. Even though your soul is not saved. We can never save the soul. But we can renew the mind that's housed in the soul to be led by the Spirit of God because of the word of God. Now, the body don't have no choice but to follow. No matter how good that girl perfume smell, he can't do nothing. No matter how good her body is shaped, he can't do nothing. Because the mind of the soul is like, I'm following the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
a pretty sister, but I'm steady moving.
Yes.
I'm not getting off track. I don't care what my peers and what my friends do and what they say. I'm doing what the Holy Spirit telling me to do. So when you lash out and when you do things that's contrary to the Spirit of God, you know that ain't the Spirit. That's the flesh and the soul then join hands and doing their own thing. But you got to renew the mind and give it the mind of Christ. And once you start renewing the mind, then you know revelation going to come and the Holy Spirit going to quicken you and let you know now you're going to know who you are in Christ. A lot of saints walk around acting like they defeated because they don't know who they are in Christ. As saints of God, we must know who we are in Christ Jesus. The price that he's paid for us, the things that he did on Calvary's cross, the things that he's doing right here and right now. There's a battle going on. They warn against each other. Spirit is pulling this way and the body's pulling that way. But whoever starts, when the mind starts getting renewed, then that's when the soul is going to follow the spirit man.
Amen.
Thank you, my brothers. I pray that you guys was encouraged this morning. I pray that you was built up. I pray that some things was answered. I pray that somebody got a breakthrough this morning. I pray that somebody got a breakthrough this morning. All eyes closed and all heads bow. If you got a song, Lawrence, you can play.